our business of the week this week, Northland Auto. And I am on the phone with Mr. Preston Peterson right now. How's business over at Northland?
You know, it's the automotive industry. It's got its up and down like about every retail business right now. When it comes to getting parts, probably the worst I've ever seen it. I'm trying to direct parts for service. Sales side, we're staying pretty busy out here. You know, I seem to be a little bit opposite of all the other guys. I do have lots of inventory on hand, way more than I used to have. So we've been getting inventory. We've got a lot of new about ready to roll in here the next couple weeks. So, again, staying busy.
What is your physical address there?
Well, we've actually got two addresses here in town at the current moment.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we're our main store, the Chrysler store, is out on the west edge of town. I'm at 2029 220th Street, kind of out by the airport vet clinic out here. And then we also have the location on 169 where we primarily just park cars. Just gives us another avenue showing our inventory to traffic that may not head west of town.
Yep.
So, and of course, we rotate inventory there. We try to do it about a weekly basis. So people can get eyes on the new stuff we have coming in. Yeah, yep, northlandhumboldt.com. Simple, easy. Most people know us by Northland. So just Northland, stick the city in the background there, and away you go, northlandhumboldt.com.
You can reach somebody that can help you at 515-332-2222. Easy to remember, Preston. I love it. Now, you guys, but I learned this early on because you're about the biggest around here, but you guys do the sales. You guys do the service, and I'm told you do limousine rentals.
Oh, yeah, if you haven't heard much about it, we do a lot. But, yeah, when it comes out here to sales side, you know, of course, you see me a lot in sales. That's why I tend to be very busy, very hard to get a hold of. You know, we're still going through our growing pains, I would call it.
Sure.
You shouldn't be growing after this struggling like we are after 10 years, but we're still growing pretty steady. So, you know, my wife's starting to step into the finance world a little bit. She was back on the background in accounting, but she's kind of leaning out a little bit so she can help me on the sales side.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we had Dorothy back here in service, and it seems like everybody in town knows Dorothy. and then, of course, I got two level 4 mechanics out here that are pretty good at what they do.
Fantastic.
Got a great diesel tech, so we can work on about everything there in service. You know, but extended warranty policies, things along those lines. And then, yeah, you bunch over, and then we've got that limo service, which, you know, we didn't run much last year. COVID kind of put
sure.
that business in the back burner, but this year it picked back up again. We're pretty steady. I think we have about both of our limos out every weekend right now.
Wow.
And then you take the other aspect of our business and you run right into that vinyl graphics. You know, I don't know if you know out there, but that bolt, as soon as you walk in the door out there and up to the left, that's our graphics up on the wall.
Uh-huh, I'm aware, yep.
Yep, vehicle graphics, signs, banners, you know, you name it. Our vinyl business is ran by my brother, Curtis. He runs out of that 169 shop at the moment, and yeah, we do wonderful work there, too.
Got it all covered, and being too busy to catch a phone call is a good thing, Preston. Don't worry about that.
You know, it seems like a lot of people say that when you tell them, yeah, you're so busy you can't get the phones, but I always have this. I'm always one that I hate not being able to get the phone calls.
You know,
most of the time people call me, they've got an issue, I'm here to help.
Yep.
It can stink when I can't quite make it to that phone.
I'm with you. I hate to miss a call, but on the other hand, I'd much rather say, hey, you know, sorry, I was just dealing with somebody, and I got to you as quick as I could.
And yep, absolutely.
I'm told in the area that you have fine service and sell some nice vehicles, and I've even heard good about the graphics and the limo rentals already. So
yes, we got a lot of positive reviews. We try to do things right. We're a small company. You know, you can't do things wrong and have that one person talking about you in this world.
Especially in a small town. Yes, sir. Yeah, everybody knows you. That's right.
Yes.
Now, you were here with us for the annual fall auction, and I wanted to thank you while I had you. You did a great job, and didn't get to meet you that day. I was downstairs running the studio, but everything went great, and to you and all of the local business owners and folks that helped, we really appreciate it.
Yeah, and we absolutely enjoyed doing it. And I can tell you why you didn't catch me, because I ran in there at the last minute. I ran out as soon as it was over.
Well, you had cars to sell, Preston.
Yep.
Now, what's if I were coming today to buy a vehicle, what and said, Preston, get one ready for me. I'm going to go with whatever you think is best. What's a car on the lot that you would push for us today?
Oh, man. I'm going to give you two cars because you can't just get, I've got this 2020 traded in Ram Mega Cab Laramie. Absolutely gorgeous truck, aftermarket wheels, 2020 with 4,600 miles on it.
Wow.
It doesn't get any better than that truck. We've had that one sitting here for about a week. It's definitely got some eyes on it.
Yeah.
Absolutely gorgeous truck, but not everybody can afford a $77,000 truck. So, you know, when you start getting in there, we do have some nice trade-ins coming in. 15 Ram, 71,000 miles. Going to be right in that 29,000 price range.
Wow.
A little bit more economical and friendly for the average consumer out there.
Yeah. And I've learned here recently, just talking with folks and reading, but trucks are getting hard to come by.
Everybody says that, but I think if you drove by my 169 lot this morning, you'd see it is full of trucks, and I've got more trucks sitting out here. They sound like they're being harder to get. For me, it's not, for some reason, has not been a struggle. I've got about inbound 7 or 8 new ones going to be coming in the rail.
Fantastic.
Being dropped off at our lot here in the next, week and a half. So we do have some trucks coming in. Most of them are already pre-sold, and they are all going to have truck trade-ins. So we are going to have tons of trucks for the next few weeks.
Well, that's why they're hard to get, Preston. You've got them all.
One good one for us, too, is everything we have sitting out here is all trade-ins.
Amazing.
I've kind of not had to deal with the auction runs for a long time.
Yeah.
So about everything out here, I can tell you exactly where they came from.
And just that local trade-in means so much to folks. It's really a big deal.
It does. You know where it came from, and it's kind of a confident feeling when the... Probably when that sales guy's talking to you, too, and he can sit here and tell you, who owned that truck.
That's right.
What maintenance has been done to it.
That's right.
It's a feel-good kind of vehicle.
And in a town like this and many other like it across the country, but chances are you know the person that trade-in came from.
No, absolutely. Yeah. I even have people come out here and say, I know he traded. I want his truck.
I want Bob's truck. Well, Preston Peterson, I am sure you've got a line of folks waiting for you like always, and there are cars to sell, my friend.
Absolutely.
But we won't keep you too long this morning, but we will talk to you again tomorrow, and you'll be with us every day this week, and we really appreciate that.
Absolutely. It sounds great. All right. Talk to you guys tomorrow.
Thank you, Preston. That's Preston Peterson with Northland Auto. This week's Business of the Week. We'll be back right after this.